Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle. Here I am sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world, hearing the stories that they have to tell me, and hearing sometimes the little concerns that they have. I was with one young man last night, and he was telling me, why is it that my mommy and daddy are always arguing? Why is it that mommy and daddy argue? I don't like it when they argue. And his little sister was nearby, and she hollered over from her bed, yeah, Mr. Candle, why do mommy and daddy argue? I looked over at the little girl and I said, well, sweetheart, why are you concerned about what mommy and daddy are arguing about? Well, they make everybody feel unhappy, and I don't like to go to bed with mommy and daddy arguing. And the little boy looked at me and said, we do everything we can to make them happy with us, and we cannot figure out why they're arguing. And so I said to these two little children, I said, well, Marie and Scott, what is this that you're worried about? What is this? Why do you feel that it should concern you? Well, it does. When they're unhappy, everybody in the house is unhappy. Marie was almost crying. And Scott says, now, Marie, that's all right. They love us. They really love us. And so I said, now, let's find out what this is all about. Now, you call your mommy and your daddy, and you tell them to come into your room. You're ready to go to bed. Mommy, Daddy, come in the room. We're ready to go to bed. Come. And the mother and father come in the room. Yeah, what do you want? We're ready to go to bed. Yeah, I know, I know. Mommy, Daddy, will you please sit down here? Oh, what's all this about? Well, Marie and I want to talk to you. Scott was the older. Okay, what do you want to talk about? Mommy, Daddy, when you argue, the whole house is unhappy and we're unhappy. Now, Mommy and Daddy, we want to know what we did wrong that's making you argue. Sweetheart, you didn't do anything wrong that makes us argue. But, yes, we did, because you are arguing, and we hear you mention our name now and then, and you're arguing. Now, what did we do wrong? We don't want to do something wrong. We want to do something right. What can we do right? Now, sweethearts, it's true, your father and I shouldn't be arguing. We shouldn't be so unhappy, but okay. Okay, now, here's what we're arguing about. Your father wants to go to another city. He has an opportunity to have a good job there, which pays a little more money, and which is going to give him an opportunity to be more happy in his work. And I'd like to stay here in this community because I'm happy here, and we've been here for 10 years and made a lot of friends here, and my relatives all live here, and he has a good job. And the job pays enough, but he thinks he'd like to go to this other community, and I don't think we should. Well, Scott says, Mommy, Marie and I are happy to be wherever you and Daddy are. And Daddy spoke up and said, well, now, you wouldn't mind moving to another city. No, Scott said, wherever you and Mommy are, that's where we want to be, and we are happy with you. Well, Scott, that's very good. See, Mother, they don't mind moving to another city. But, sweetheart, I don't mind moving to another city either. It's just that you're not really improving anything, and we have to get into a whole new house, and we have to get into a whole new setup, and we have to move away from all of our friends and move away from all the people we've known all these years. And I just feel so like it's not the right thing to do. Marie Mary spoke up and she said, "Mommy, do you love Daddy?" "Oh, yes, Marie, I love Daddy. Daddy, I love you." "Well, Mommy, if you love Daddy, why don't you do what Daddy would like to do?" "Marie, whose side are you on?" "Mommy, I'm not on anybody's side. I just like everybody to be happy." "Well, Marie, Daddy wants to do this, and I'm not sure that it's the best thing for us to do." "Well, Mommy," Scott was saying, "you and Daddy can talk it over, and you can see what's the best thing. And I think that Daddy really wants to do what's the best thing, because Daddy loves you too. Do you love Mommy, Daddy?" "Oh, my goodness, yes, I love her. I would do anything for her." "You would? Now she wants to stay here, and you want to go there. Now, what is that anything that you do?" "Well, now I'm... You see, Daddy, you say things, but you sometimes don't really mean that, huh?" "You tell me, I gotta be honest." "Yes, yes, yes." "Well, Daddy, what if we were to stay here? What would be the good thing that would happen to us moving to that other city?" "Well, if we were to stay here, I'm at the point in my job where I can't go up. I can't go up because I don't think that there's any opening for me to go up." "Well, Daddy, why don't you say like you say to us, I have my perfect job. I have my perfect thing. Whenever we ask you for something and you say, just say, I have my perfect toy or I have my perfect thing, and then we'll have it." "Well, now, Daddy, doesn't that work for your job, too?" "Scott, you're a wizard. You're right. You're right. But Daddy, what? What is this that you say, I have my right job? What gives you the right job? Is it something outside of you? Is it something is it somebody or something?" "No, Scott, no. It's my own inner self that does that." "Well, Daddy, if it works for my toys, did it work for your job too?" "Scott, you're right. If it works for your toys, it sure works for my job too." "And you know, Scott, if I say that really, and you're making me think about it, that's for sure. If I say that really, then I'll probably get a job or get something that Mommy will love and you kids will love and I'll love too." "Hey, Daddy, that's not a bad idea at all." "No, Scott, it's not a bad idea at all. But, oh, goodness, your mother and I, we sometimes forget. And we forget to use our prayer, and we forget to use our meditation. We forget to use our inner thinking power, that inner thinking self that I tell you to use when I say, now, just know that you have your right toys, and just be thankful for them. So I know that I have my right job. And I know that whatever job is for my highest and best and will make my family happy, everybody in that family, Mommy too, and me and you." So, yes, Marie says, "Oh, Daddy, I like it when you smile. I like it when you're happy." "Mommy, you know, when you and Daddy are happy, it's such a nice house here." And Mommy says, "Yes, sweetheart, it's a nice house here when Daddy and I are happy. And, you know, we're happy most of the time. We just hadn't come to a conclusion as to what we're to think." "Mommy?" "Yes, Scott. Have you come to a conclusion now?" "Well, Scott, I know arguing with Dad is not the way to do it. It's listening within myself and saying, we now have the perfect place to live. We now have the perfect job. We now have the perfect lifestyle. Everything is in divine order." "Mommy," Marie said, "that sounds so nice." "Yes, Marie, it does sound nice. Oh, you kids, sometimes you put us right in the back, on the right track right away. That's kind of nice. Well, Mommy, you know, you teach us so many wonderful things, and we try to live it, but sometimes we don't have an opportunity to live it. And now, here we have the opportunity to live it. Isn't that wonderful? And Daddy says, you monkey shines, now it's time for you to go to bed. Now, we'll both put the cause in motion that I have the right job in the right place, doing the right thing in the right way, and I'm happy as can be, and we're all a happy family together. Yes! Yes, Daddy! Yes, Mommy! And Scott says, Dad, I'm proud of you. And Dad says, Scott, I'm proud of you. Now you go to sleep and have happy dreams. And Mommy and Daddy gave Scott and Maria big hugs and kisses and wished them good night. And here I am now, Mr. Candle, saying, did you see the Sandman come in the door there? He's got his bags of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you, because it's time to go to bed. So, you have happy dreams now, and I'll see you again, because I love you. Eternally.